Okay, today we're doing Mitzvah Hashem Halacha Kuf Chaf Gimel Halacha Vav Zayin Ches. So let's read the din first, and try to see what's going on here. Choymet Shemevabea Kishemashlichu Nesei La'aretz. If you have vinegar, that wine vinegar, of course it means, and it bubbles when you pour it on the ground. Einu Nesev B'Magav Kuchom. So then that vinegar is not wine anymore, and if a guy would touch it, it would not come out. So that's halacha. Okay, I'm just going to explain to you all these things as we go on. Number zayin, halacha zayin. In nimtzu chavis yayin, if you have a barrel of wine, shenis chametz, that it became vinegar, achim bavek shemashlichen l'shavaret, to the point that it's as good as what's in halacha vav. Okay, that if you do this thing, it passes this test. So you did this on Wednesday, and on Tuesday the guy had already touched it. So, which within 3 days prior to that test, the guy had touched it. Then you could be sure it was already vinegar already for 3 days beforehand. So if he did the test on Wednesday, you could be sure it was vinegar for 3 days before that. So if the guy touched it on those 3 days before, it's also mutter. And halachas mehaboyser. Mehaboyser means wine made from grapes that were not yet ripe. Nesarim b'mag kuchavim, those, if a guy touches those are usher, and that's not, we don't say that's considered not wine, that is considered wine. Okay? That's the end of the thing we're going to talk about. And now the Ramah that we're not going to talk about, we talked about once already, was Yain Mazlik, cause not changed by time yam usher. The first sheet that says it has to have a time yam is usher. V'yeshvatim b'shishachof yam, and some say if you dilute it in water 6 times, it becomes mutter. We talked about this way long time ago, when we were in Kofi Dalit. So we're not going to talk about that today. Okay, so we all going to talk about is the Mechara, these three dinim in Shulchan Aruch, Vav Zayin Ches, about the vinegar and this Mei HaBoyser. Okay, so what is like this? The Gemara says very clearly that vinegar, when I say the word vinegar, from now on I mean it's wine vinegar. Vinegar is, that a guy touches a kosher vinegar, does not become awesome. Well, it's very clear that it does not become awesome. Okay, and the reason is because the Gemara says because not poured from Boyser. Okay, so Taisa says, that's the Gemara says, it's very clear in the Gemara, if he touched it, now, if he touched it before it was vinegar and it turns into vinegar, that doesn't make it mutter. But if he touched it when it was already vinegar, it's very clear in the Gemara it's very clear in the Gemara that it's mutter. Okay, Taisa says, well, that's true, that's the din. He says, but you know, it's not always so clear what something is vinegar. When you have wine and it sits for a while, start to turn a little sour, some people think it's vinegar, and some people still think it's wine. So it's not so clear. The Gemara says that if it's vinegar, then it's mutter. But it's not always so clear what is vinegar and what's not vinegar, and therefore you should not be saying the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's mutter. He says, nah, don't do that, because it's not so clear. Okay, I'm sorry. I should have explained that. Sorry. When you start with grape juice, the sugar ferments into wine, means the sugar becomes alcohol. It goes to a second fermentation, the alcohol turns into what's called acetic acid, okay, and that's vinegar. So wine vinegar, we would just deal with wine vinegar, is you have grape juice that turns into wine, and then the wine turns into vinegar. Okay, so what happens is that if acetic acid, the bacteria that makes acetic acid, it's called acetobacter, that bacteria likes air. So if you leave your wine bottle uncovered, you leave it exposed to the air, the acetobacter will come into there and live and do their thing and turn the alcohol into vinegar.
Are there any wines that have a little bit of that?
If you take a bottle of wine and you don't leave it covered, then that's what's going to happen. It's going to start turning. No, nobody wants it to do that. No, it's considered a degradation of the wine to turn into vinegar. That's not good for it. But if you don't do the right thing, then it turns into vinegar. If you leave it long enough, it turns into vinegar. Okay, or you could try doing it on purpose. Okay? But I'm sorry. So Tyson says the people whose wines have already started to become sour. And some people think it's still wine, and some people think it's ready vinegar. So it's not so clear exactly where the line is. So Taisa says, the whole Gemara, you should ignore the whole Gemara, you can't be samach on that, and if a guy touches vinegar, it's usher. Yeah, that's what Taisa says.
Taisa says, you don't allow for anything?
What?
You don't allow for any, at any stage?
Zero. Taisa says, nothing.
Zero. Then it's bottle, because we don't know
what. Right, that Gemara that says that, it's true, the din is true, you can't argue on it, it's a fair issue Gemara, you can't argue it, but we have no way of applying that din. Okay? Even the Bishop says, well, I'm going to tell you later about a way that you should know. He thinks Tyson doesn't even believe that. Okay? Now, then, Tyson says another thing. He says, the same thing is, if you remember, I spoke a few times ago, I told you that the way grapes develop is first they're very sour. I think the acid's in it is malic acid, they're very sour. And then with time, as they ripen, they get more and more sweet. There's more sugar in the grapes. By the time you pick grapes, they're very sweet. So Tyson says, if you take Mei HaBoyser, okay, you take juice squeezed from grapes that are not ripe, either they pulled them off too early, or there just wasn't enough rain. The climate wasn't right. They didn't ripen properly. So the juice that comes out of that is also very sour. It's not vinegar, but it's sour for a different reason. Okay, the juice that comes out of that is also, Taisa says, that also, min hadin should be mutter. Just like the Gemara said, chaymetz is not wine, so too this mehaboyser is also not wine. But Taisa says again, how can you know whether it's mehaboyser or whether it's vinegar, or it's wine? It's the line is not so clear. It's not a clearly defined line, and therefore if a person has this mehaboyser, it's also he shouldn't eat it. Okay, that Taisa says both of those. So, a lot of Rishonim say like this Taisa, okay? The Rashba is not very happy about it, okay? But he says this, he says, even with Taisa, I'll tell you something, even with Taisa, there's a way to know whether your vinegar is real vinegar. Okay, what that way is in a second, I'll get to that in a second, okay? And that way he knows to really know whether it's vinegar is what is brought in our Din Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Our Din Shulchan Aruch is recording what the Rashba says. You know, so he's being masking to what Taisa said, that you should not be summoned from the Gemara, and you should only be comfortable if you actually do the test that the Rashba is going to talk. I'm going to tell you about that test in a second, unless you do this test. But again, the Beshet says Taisa doesn't really agree to that, but he accepts what the Rashba says, that if you do a certain test, then you can be sure that you have vinegar in front of you. Okay? So, now we look at Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch now, without understanding what the test is, we look at the Shulchan Aruch, we see the Shulchan Aruch does not bring the din that regular vinegar is mutter, like the Gemara said, nor does he say that Mehaboyser is mutter. He says that Mehaboyser is aser, and vinegar is only mutter if it passed this test, but this kind of test is what the Rashba talks about. Okay, so Tosfos is accepting what many Rishonim, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch is accepting what many of the Rishonim say, which is that it's only mutter if it passes this test, you cannot be someone from the Gemara as is. Okay? As strange as, like Yossi's pointing out, as strange as that seems, the Gemara says it's befarish, we're not comfortable knowing exactly when it happens, so it's not much unless you pass this test. Okay, that you see from these three dinim here, that he's accepting that sheet. Okay. So, what's the test? Okay, so the test is, it says here, okay, that test is not from a Gemara. Okay? That test is not a Gemara's test that says such a thing. The Rashba says that I'm going to tell you his sort of makarfer in a second. Okay, I'm going to tell you his sort of a makarfer in a second. I'll tell you what the makar is, but it's not Gemara saying it for this thing. We'll tell you what the makar is in a second. And the later Paiskim who speak about this, don't give any explanation. They just repeat what the Rashba says. Okay, I'm going to tell you in a second. The Chacham Zanon says, he says, I haven't a clue what this is. Like, you know, the Rashi says, this is the easy test, this is what you should do. If Taisa says, I'm not sure what it is, but this is what you should do to make sure that you really have vinegar. Okay? And the Rashi says, the Chacham says, it beats me. No idea what he's talking about. Okay? And I didn't see anybody explaining it, so I'm going to see, I try to understand what the Rashi says is, and then we'll see the application to us. Okay? And then it's like this. And now I'm going to try, what you're now about to hear my understanding of what the Rashi was trying to say. Okay? Take it or leave. Okay. The scientists measure different items, liquids, with a scale called pH. Okay, what is pH? pH is a scale that goes from 0 to 14. Okay, it's a scale that goes from 0 to 14, with water is at the middle at 7. Okay, water is the dividing line right down the middle of 7. And then the scale splits. Okay, from 7 and down are considered acids. And from 7 and up are considered bases, okay? And the further you are away from the 7, the stronger you are, okay? Yes. Oh, I didn't think of that. Yes. We're not going to be here next week, so what we do, you know? So as you move away from the 7, it's stronger, okay? So 2 to the left and 2 to the right are roughly equal, okay? So as you move away from them, there's a scale called pH, okay? Now, farmers, have this understanding that the best soil to plant in is soil that's between 6 and 7.5. Okay? Now that's not for everything. For different things need different pH in their soil. Okay? But give or take, between 6 and 7.5 is the best place to plant things. Okay? That's a sign way farmers plant things. Okay, now, I only put a couple things in here. Okay? There's a whole bunch of different food, all kinds of foods have all kinds of levels there that are all over the place on this scale of pH. Okay, some of them are more acidic, or less acidic, or more basic, or basic, also called alkaline, or alkalinic. Okay? So, when you're a farmer and you want to plant something, then you're going to test your soil to find out exactly what the pH is. Okay, it's important, depending on what you're growing, to know what the pH of your thing is. Okay? But there's a way for people who are not so sophisticated, like in your backyard, you want to know how your soil is doing. There's a way to, test your own soil in a very non-complicated way, not so sophisticated way. Okay? And that is like this. Okay? If you think that your soil is too acidic, you think your soil might be too acidic, scoop up some dirt and pour in something, a base. Okay? Put in baking soda. Water with baking soda into it. And if there's a lot of acid in there, the acid and the base will react with each other. The acid is in the soil, and the base is in your baking soda. Baking soda is a base. And you put, is it up there? Baking soda is up there. It's a base. You put baking soda water, mix it together, and then it will react. Okay? And if you think your soil is too alkalinic, too basic, then what you should do is scoop up some dirt, pour in some water and vinegar into it, put some vinegar into it, and the base that's in the soil will react with the acid that's in
there.
There's a test that regular people are supposed, that you could do in your backyard. I didn't make up the test. This is what they tell you. If you want to see if your soil is too this or too that, scoop up two cups of dirt into one, put water with baking soda, into the other one, put vinegar, and you'll see what happens. If it reacts, that means your soil is too acidic or too basic. Okay, again, it reacts with the other one. If your soil is too acidic, it'll react with the base. Okay? Now, if you go to your backyard, or if you go to my backyard, there's lots of grass growing, so that means the soil is doing very well. It shouldn't react very much with anything. Okay? But, close to a year ago, they were doing work in front of my house, okay? And the guys who, after they finished doing the work, they refilled the hole that they did with, but nothing grew in this thing. Okay? For a long time, nothing was growing in this thing. And then we found out why nothing was wrong with it, because I was learning this thing. That's why I hadn't seen it in. Because nothing was wrong with this thing. So I said, hey, maybe the dirt that's in front of my house is alkalinic. Well, basically. So I scooped some of it out. Okay, now I have a video of it, but hopefully it's going to work. This is a saved dirt from that. Okay? Okay? So now the dirt is alkalinic. Okay, if it doesn't work, okay, this is a live test, so we don't know if it's going to work. If it doesn't work, then I'll show you on video when I did it a year ago or so with my kids. Okay, so this dirt is baking. We're going to put vinegar into this. Okay, now we're not using wine vinegar. Too expensive. So we're using just plain vinegar. We'll wipe this up. The same idea. Okay? And oh my gosh, did I break a hole in the bottom of it? Yep. I put it to my bowl. Yeah, my bowl is for another part of my demonstration. Okay. I really could use a fork. That's what I could use. I'll use that and a pen. I don't know. Mark this. Oops. This is over here. It's not doing what it wants, what it's supposed to do. I'm sorry. So we'll go to the it's doing a little bit. We'll go to the video is better. Video is better. Let's see if the video works. It's okay. Yeah, it's actually doing pretty nicely. Okay, but here's what I see. This is the apple cider vinegar. So that, my one over here is not doing pretty good. Mine, it keeps on the live one, is also doing well. Okay, so that's on the video. You can see that on the video. And when Jesse finished with that, you can look at the real one. The real one is doing a nice job on it also. He pulled himself together. Okay, when the Rashba says that what you should do is, if you take the vinegar and kesh mashlichim l'chel la'aretz, it's mevabeah. Okay, it's in the bad air. Okay, that's what he's talking about. Okay, we can do the video again if you want to. We can watch this thing. It'll keep on going for a while. Okay. Wait. Oh, give me a second. Okay, so if you pour it onto the ground and it's in the bad air, that means that that's real vinegar. Okay, if you do it with wine, it doesn't work. Okay, if you want, we could try the wine on this one. I don't know why I broke a hole in it, but if you try the wine, it does not work with wine. Okay, now there's a little bit of explanation. Wine is also a little acidic. Because there's a little complicated explanation for why it doesn't work with wine. If it works with vinegar, okay, it's keeping it going. It'll keep on bubbling over here. It's going to keep it going. See now. Well, okay, so the Rashba said that's what you should do. Now that means it, to me, we're a lot of in theory over here, as you understand. The Rashba is in the times of the Rajma, people had dirt floors. Okay, if you have a dirt floor in your house, then that dirt will become, to my understanding, will become alkalinic. And that's because there's no rain in your house, and there's no decaying plant materials, and with time, the dirt will become alkalinic. So, Mamela, to the Rajma, that was a regular test. If you take the vinegar and you pour it on the floor, you probably didn't dream up the test, unless from the Medrash I'm going to tell you in a second. If you pour it onto the floor in your house, you pour the vinegar onto the floor in your house, so you won't spill some vinegar, you see that it's going to bubble up, because the dirt in a regular house, in my theory, is going to be alkalinic. Okay? Can you remember, that's what it's supposed to be. It should be alkalinic. And therefore, to him, that was a normal, regular test that you should do. Okay? Okay. In contrast to the Chacham Sodom, who says, I have no idea, because by the time of the Chacham Sodom, people had wood floors. So he probably poured on the floor all day long. He was doing just like me, pouring vinegar on the floor. Or you pour it onto the earth. No, you can pour it onto the earth also. But if you pour it onto the earth that's outdoors, it's not going to work. If you go pour vinegar in your backyard, it's not going to work because the soil is not alkalinic. Only soil in an indoor house is going to be alkalinic. Or the case that the Medrash is going to say. Okay? In a regular soil, if you go to your backyard, I hope, it's not going to work. Okay? I'm not sure. I don't know. No, because if you do it on wood floors, so sure, it's going to work. If you do it on a dirt floor, in an indoor dirt floor, it will become alkaline. Okay? It's slowly with time, because there's no rain and there's nothing decaying in there. This is what I mean. Do I know if it's true? I have no idea. Now, the Rajma says, where did I come up with this test from? He didn't say that Mrs. Rajma told it to him, okay? That's the test that you should do. That's not what he says. He says there's a Medrash. And the Medrash says that when the Greeks were taking Gibbon out from Yerushalayim into Kolos, okay, and it seems from the story, if you keep reading the story, that they were in the desert, right outside Yerushalayim in the desert. He took the Greek person took the Yid as a slave with him, and the Yid told him, it's like a story that's in the Gemara, a variation of the story that's in the Gemara, he told him, you should know that the people in front of us have a leaky barrel of vinegar on this side, and a leaky barrel of wine on this side of their thing. He says, how do you know? He says, how do you know? He says, because I can tell, because I see that the drips that are coming on that side are bubbling up, and the drips that are coming on that side are not bubbling up, they're getting absorbed in. Okay, so why was the vinegar bubbling up and the wine was not bubbling up? Because Rashi says, because that's a test. When you pour vinegar on the floor, it bubbles up. Okay, and the soil in deserts is alkaline also. Okay, so when they're walking through the desert, they saw this person. He saw this was going on. And Rashi says, so that's a raya. Now, okay, that raya has nothing to do with stam yayin. It's just a practical thing. Okay, this test that he's talking about is not a Gemara that's talking about figuring out what wine is, lean, din, or anything like that. It's a practical piece of information. The Gemara says vinegar is mutter. The Tosfos says, oh, how do I know if it's vinegar? So I just, I have a test. And I had this test from a Medrash that wasn't talking about halacha anyhow. It was just a Medrash about a story about a guy who knew that something was vinegar because he knew this test. Okay. So the Rashba's test that he's talking about, that I'm saying, I think, is what the Mechaber's bring down what the Rashba says, is not a din. In a sense, it's not a din, it's a practical thing. Okay? So, says to me, if I find a different way of testing it, if I test it a different way, then the point is, there has to be a standardized way of knowing, something objective. Not that I taste it and says, this tastes pretty sour, I think this is vinegar. Okay? So, we go to nowadays, most people don't make vinegar at home. You buy vinegar commercially. Okay? How does the vinegar company know that what they have is vinegar? How do they test to make sure that what's in front of them is actually vinegar? So the answer is they do something called a titration test. Okay? And a titration test is almost exactly what the Rajma says. No, they don't pour it on the floor. Okay, but what they do is like this. Because they have to measure how much vinegar is in there. So what they do is how much acetic acid is in there. So what they do, the titration test is like this. They take a cup of vinegar, and they put in something called, I can't pronounce this, phenolphthalein. Okay? There's two pHs in the same word. Okay, it's this liquid that when it's in an acid, it's clear. And when it's in a base, it turns pink. So they put in this phenolphthalein, I'm sure I don't pronounce it right. They pour it into a specific amount of vinegar. Let's say they've taken 2 ounces of vinegar. Now, lefi cheshbin, there's a certain amount of acetic acid in that vinegar. And then they drop into it sodium hydroxide. One drop at a time of sodium hydroxide in very measured amounts of how much sodium hydroxide is a base. And then they wait to see when does the liquid turn pink. And when it turns pink, they now know that they've crossed over from being an acid to being neutral to being a base, and then they can make a cheshbon of how much acetic acid is in there to find out if it's really the right amount that they can sell to people as a dividend. Okay, so what are they doing? They're doing the exact same test. They're doing the same test that the Rashi said. Instead of pouring it on the floor, they're putting the floor into the vinegar. That's really what they're doing. Okay, so to me, it sounds like if you buy the commercially made vinegar, that was not mevushel. If there's such a thing as wine vinegar, it's not mevushel. Then the company that you bought it from did the exact same test to me of that the Rajma said. The Rajma said, pour it on the floor, and they instead of pouring it on the floor, they put the floor into the thing to see the same thing. That's really the same thing, okay? If you don't like that, you can actually try it at home also, okay? And that is, now you have to believe me on this also, okay? Now this, if you don't like the test, it's good for your kids' science experiment, okay? If you have to, you probably see this, okay? If your kids have had a science fair. Okay, you take a cup of vinegar. That's what this thing was supposed to be. I'm going to hope that it works. Take a cup of vinegar. This is how you make a volcano at a science fair. Okay, and you put in some sodium hydroxide, some sodium bicarbonate, some baking soda. Now, if you color it first, then that's a volcano. This is a volcano. Okay, anyhow, so that's the Rajma's. The opposite way. So if you want to make sure that your vinegar is really mutter, your vinegar is really vinegar, like the guy touched it, okay, and it wasn't mevushel, you want to test it so you can take some of it out afterwards. And remember, you have 3 days previous to do it for. You take some of it afterwards, put some sodium bicarbonate, it's also a base into it, pour it into your cup, and you'll see it's mevabea instead of alohar, it's mevabea right here. And now it's reacting back with the water. There, we have a gemamish part of it. Okay, anyway, okay. So I said to you first of all, the commercial vinegar, they actually did the Rashi's test onto it. On top of that, if you want, you can do the test yourself. That's the truth. But on top, a third point is that the whole idea of Tosis was that we don't want to leave an objective to every shmendrik to decide whether something is vinegar or it's not vinegar. Okay. At this, once we're dealing with a company, we have a little more confidence that they really know what you're doing. Okay. Let's move on now for a second from this room here. Okay, and that's like this. This whole thing that we're talking about the knowing whether something is vinegar, also comes in Or Chaim in Hilchos Brachos. Okay, the Mechaber says that if a person drinks wine that's in the process of becoming vinegar, or he takes vinegar and he waters it down, then you make a bracha on it. Okay, what the bracha is depends on the situation over there, but you make a bracha on it. But if a person drinks straight vinegar, you just take a cup of vinegar and drink it straight, you don't make a bracha on it. Okay, because it's mazik the person, and if you drink it, you don't make any bracha on it at all. Okay, that's what it says in Shachar. Magen Avraham says, wait a second, if you want to make no bracha, you want to do what it says here, no bracha, because you drink vinegar straight, he says, go look in your dad, and you'll see over there that you can't be sure it's vinegar unless you mashlich nezal haaretz mugabeh. Unless you do this test, you can't be sure it's really vinegar. To which the El Yerabba says, he says, right now, that doesn't make any sense. He says, in your dad, it's a chumrah. We're saying the wine should be usher unless you're really confident about pouring it on the floor. He says in Hilchos Brachos, the chumrah is the other way. The chumrah in Hilchos Brachos is to say, you should assume it is vinegar and you don't make a bracha on it. You should suffic brachas lahakar and not make a bracha on it until you're sure, unless you're sure it's not vinegar. That's what El Yerabba argues, which El Yerabba has a lot of, you know, logic to what he says. But most of the Achorim say with the Magen Avraham, Mishra passes like that for other reasons also, that the only time you don't make a bracha is if you drink the vinegar. You drink the vinegar that's been tested. But if you drink vinegar that has not been tested, then you would make a bracha like the other kids. So now, for that, I'll say I have 2 points to say about that. The first is, as I said to you, if you're drinking commercially made vinegar, I'm not sure why you want to, but if you're drinking commercially made vinegar, then I told you that in my mind it already passed the Rashi's test. Okay, the company already did the Rashi's test. That's one thing. But the second thing is, that in your brachas, I'm not sure the whole thing makes a difference anyhow, because the way you make vinegar commercially is, you take wine, and you then, the wine ferments into vinegar. It goes from wine into being vinegar. And when it goes from being wine to vinegar, it ends up being approximately 10% acetic acid. Okay, when you let it go through it, the process goes to about 10% acetic acid. Then, when you put it into the bottle, what do you do? Then the bottle in your house is not 10% acetic acid, it's 5%. They water it down. If you make it to 10%, then you water it down to 5%. Okay, so that means is that if you drink vinegar in your house, you're not drinking vinegar. You're drinking what the Shulchan called watered-down vinegar. Okay, so if you drink watered-down vinegar, then you for sure do make a bracha. Okay, so this Shiloh, the Magen Avraham, that would you make a bracha because if it didn't pass the test or not, similarly to us, it's not going to get again. For most people who don't make their own vinegar, if you buy it commercially, it's not going to be some yeah, because you're always going to be dealing with watered-down vinegar.